The Gemara in Pesachim has a machlokes Rebbe and Rav Nosson on the nature of the din of Pesach Sheni. Rebbe says Pesach Sheni is a regel b'fnei atzmo. It's an independent holiday. Of course, it's only independent if you did not bring, if you were derech rechok or tamei on Pesach Rishon, so then you have a chiyuv to bring it on Pesach Sheni. And Rav Nosson says, no, it's not a regel b'fnei atzmo, it's tashlumin l'rishon. It's just a makel. You find tashlumin by tefillah, you make up the next tefillah, so we have tashlumin by carbon pesach. So the question is, might have kamina. Everyone agrees that if you were tamei aderech rechoka on Yud Daled Nisan at noontime, and so you have to bring a carbon on Pesach Sheni. What's the difference if it's the Torah's regel b'fnei atzmo or tashlumin? The Gemara tells you, nafkamina, katan shehigdil and gershin iskayer. Nafkamina is whether someone who is a Gentile and converted in between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, and a katan shehigdil, and a child who was 12 and became 13 in the middle. If you assume it's a tashlumin l'rishon, so tashlumin means I'm obligated to do something, and I was obligated to daven shacharis, so I have to daven mincha twice. But if I wasn't obligated in shacharis, there's no tashlumin. So clearly, if I was a Gentile or a katan, I wasn't chayav to bring Pesach Rishon, so if you assume tashlumin, I wouldn't be chayav in Pesach Sheni. However, if you assume it's regel b'fnei atzmo, so then you would be obligated to bring a korban on Pesach Sheni, even a katan shehigdil and a gersh in the sky here. There's an interesting netziv who quotes from a third gersh that we don't have, that he's... So we really paskin, like the Rambam says, we paskin like regel, like Rebbe, it's a regel b'fnei atzmo, and therefore a gersh and a sky or a katan chenolet have to bring a karban. But aliba deshita tashlum and l'rishon, so the netziv quotes a gersa that makes a distinction between a katan shehigdil and a gersh and a sky. That assuming working with the opinion tashlum and l'rishon, so if you're a gersh and a sky, there's no tashlumin, because you weren't even Jewish. You're a patu agamre, but a katan would have to bring. What's the pshat in the netziv? So apparently the netziv seems to be saying that a katan could be chayav la'achar zman. If at a katan he was obligated in something, and then later on he becomes a gadol, so then the chayav kicks in la'achar zman. Where is the source for this potential halacha? So that's what the Farshim say. Where do we find this idea? We find at the end of Moed Katan, a famous debate between the Maharam Rittenberg and the Rush on a Katan Shehigdil Toch Shiva. If a Katan becomes a Bar Mitzvah boy in the middle of Shiva, is he Chayev in Avelis? Because we know the Chayev of Aveilus is Stimas HaGolel, is the Kfura. And all agree in the Kfura, he was Pater. So therefore, that's the Rush. The simple pshat, like the Rush is saying, that a Katan is Pater from Aveilus. And in fact, in general, the Shacharites, when we assume, even though there's Chinach by other mitzvahs, but by Aveilus, there isn't Chinach. We don't do Chinach by a Katan, by Aveilus. So what's the pshat in the Rush? So why would the Rav say, why would the Maharam Rittenberg say that a katan shehigdil toch shiva toch shloshim is chayev in shiva shloshim? In other words, there's a lacha of shmua krova and shmua rechoka. But if you hear something within the 30-day period, so it's a regular din of Aveilus, you have to shiva. If you hear it afterwards, Shmur Rechok, it's one day. It's a whole discussion in the halacha whether the shmua go by the date of the time of the death, or goes by the kfura. Do you need 30 days? So it's a machoka, so halacha divya meko ba Aveilus. By the way, by chinach, we say there is no chinach by Avelos, but Kriya Luchud and Avelos Luchud, those who say a katan would be obligated in Kriya, generally speaking, because he's exempt from Avelos, but not the Kriya. So either way, so the what's pshat, so they want to know what's pshat in the Maharam Runberg. The Rush seems to make sense that the Stimas HaGoel, the katan was patur. So what do you mean? So he's exempt from the obligation, and therefore that's it. So apparently the Maharam Runberg know that a katan becomes chayev, it's like a wein chayev, that it happens like even though, so you chayev as a katan, you chayev, but then obviously you have a technical exemption until you become bar mitzvah, and then the chayev kicks in la'achar zman. So even though you, so therefore you considered like a shmua krova, or during Shiva, you considered like you were chayev at the time of the Stima Sagoel. You were chayev, but that's what generated the obligation, but you're not actually, the Nihil Gaveos won't happen until later. So that's what they quote from the Maharami Runberg, this concept that a katan is chayev in Shiva or Shloshim because he had the chayev and resist for technical reasons it was pushed off. This is the pshat in the Nitziv. How can the Nitziv, what's the pshat in the Shita that says a katan that according to the opinion Tashlum and Larishon, why would it make a chiluk between a ger and a katan? So a ger is pato agamre, so you can't say a chiyev kicked in. But by a katan, since it's biyado, he's a mikamakado, or whatever one did you want to say, the chiyev kicks in, he is mechiyev, and then practically speaking, it doesn't kick in lagazman, and therefore a katan is chayev in aveilus according to a katan shehigdio is chayev in aveilus during Shiva Shloshim. And according to this pshat and Nitziv, a katan, even according to Shlomo and Larishon, the katan would be, because the katan was chayev, it was only a technical pitu, and therefore he'd be chayev to bring up Pesach Sheni. So therefore, again, according to the way we have the different institutions in the Gemara, we passing like Rebbe, Regal, Bifnei Atzmo, both a chayev. According to Rav Nassim, they're both patan, and Nitziv has a within Tashlum and Larisha, maybe you could say a katan is chayev, but we passed in anyway, like Rebbe, that a Pesach Sheni is a regal with Neyatzmo, and not only is a katan shehigdi o chayev, but a gershen is chayev as well.